And good evening and welcome to Eye on Our Community. We're here with a special edition of Eye on Our Community, and we have two wonderful guests here in the studio with us today, and we're going to talk about something that's very, very important to our community. I'd like to introduce Chris Buehr and Linda King. Linda, tell us a little bit about your organization and what's involved. You're with CareNet, right?
That's correct. So we're the CareNet Pregnancy Center here in Frederick, and we offer a safe place for women and men to come while they're facing a pregnancy decision. We offer pregnancy tests, viability ultrasounds, options education, STI testing. We have Earn While You Learn incentive programs for women who are pregnant or already with families. We offer Just for Guys support, and we offer post-abortion care.
Wonderful. Give us a little background about CareNet. How did it get started, and what was the environment under which it came to be?
Sure. CareNet was originally started in 1983, and we were called the Frederick County Crisis Pregnancy Center. And it came into being once Roe versus Wade became legal in 1973. And so this was the community's response to abortion becoming legal. And so we have been in the community since 1983, offering great services for women and men who are in a tough situation, a situation they're not sure what they want to do. And they need a place where they can receive accurate information and a place where they can take some time to make a decision that is lifelong.
Are there abortions being done in Frederick County? Most people don't know if there are.
There is an abortion clinic in Frederick. However, it has over the years been open and closed, and currently it is closed. So residents of Frederick County would have to travel outside of the county for an abortion.
The work that you do is incredibly important. Tell us a little bit about what kind of people you would see on a regular basis. Why would people come here?
We see women from teenagers to college age. We see single women, married women, all walks of life, all ages, that are in a situation that is not planned. And when you're in an unplanned or unintended situation and you have a decision that is this large and lifelong, they want an opportunity to sit down and discuss that. They want truth. They want to know what is going on in their bodies. They want to know how far along they are in their pregnancy, what their options are. And so that's why they would come here, to get true, accurate information regarding pregnancy and options. And that's what we do here.
Do you do things like ultrasounds and that sort of thing here?
We do, yes. We offer ultrasounds. And what we want to do with an ultrasound is we want to confirm that there's a pregnancy. We want to see if it's a viable pregnancy, looking for a heartbeat. And then we want to make sure that and give them some measurement, see where they are in the pregnancy, which is a very helpful tool for women who are trying to decide. You know, we firmly believe that a well-informed decision is the one that they can come to when they have the full facts and they take the time to investigate and see where they want to go with their pregnancy. And we're here to support them and give them truthful, accurate information.
And once again, how long has the center been here now?
We have been here since 1983, so over 30 years of serving the Frederick community.
That's fantastic. Also, we have Chris Buehr here with us. Chris, from the Marriage Resource Center of Frederick County. Did I get that right?
You got it right.
Chris, tell us a little bit about now, Marriage Resources is doing some valuable work too. And along some of the similar lines, I would probably say, tell us a little bit about what you do.
Yes. We were started in 2005. started by churches in Frederick that felt that they didn't have the resources available to them to really focus on relationships and mm-hmm. helping people to understand what healthy relationships are like. And we started primarily as a mentoring service to premarital couples to help them prepare for marriage and for those who are considering dissolution of their marriage. Ooh. But we've evolved into much more than that. We now not only offer mentoring services through our role model couples that have not perfect, but healthy marriages. We also offer relationship education programs to families, to individuals, and to couples to just show them that there are skills that can be learned and attained that will allow them to have viable, satisfying, and long-term relationships. And we believe in that sincerely and do everything we can to promote that among people.
Right. Tell us any success stories recently that come to mind. Mm-hmm.
Well, this year we just started a program called Family Stepping Up to the Plate, and we are partnering with 8 nonprofits in the Frederick community to offer them this program to their the women they serve, or it can be a man, and their children. And it's primarily single women who have children, mm-hmm. And we partnered with CareNet in doing that program, and it's a program that uses an analogy of baseball. That you can hit home runs with your family mm-hmm. if you learn to know, mm-hmm. respect, trust, rely, and really appreciate each other in the family setting. And mm-hmm. we just recently did that and had a grandmother come with her daughter-in-law and her 4-year-old child to the program. Mm-hmm. The daughter-in-law had just gotten out of prison. And the whole family did that program to help them to reunite and wow. to show mom that she could be a really good mom to right. her daughter and help the grandmother to understand her daughter-in-law better and see the relationship evolve. And
sure.
that was a very satisfying one.
I'll bet. Give us a little background about Marriage Resource. How did it get started?
A bunch of the pastors in town. They meet regularly, and they've been meeting for years. In 2005, looked and said, what can we do? We're getting more and more calls from people who are needing help with their relationships.
Sure.
And they said, we don't have the resources to do that. And so we investigated the best of the best services that are out there nationwide, and we partnered with a nationwide organization called Marriage Savers and started
yes.
our own affiliate
organization.
Them. Yes.
Okay.
And we were called Marriage Savers up until 2008, and then we decided to change our name and become an autonomous organization, the Marriage Resource Center of Frederick County, mm-hmm. and have been working under that title since then, but also partnering with many organizations nationwide that are doing similar work.
Interesting. How many people are involved in the local operation here for your organization?
Well, with our local,
with your staff.
We're lean and mean.
Yeah.
It's myself, Reverend Bob Dunk, who used to be the executive director.
Right.
And we now have a part-time administrative person on staff also. Mm-hmm. So it's a small staff. We have a very working board of directors, very involved in the organization, and there are 9 folks who are involved in that at the present time, and they support and counsel and do everything that is needed to be done to promote our organization and mm-hmm. create awareness.
Mm-hmm. Right. So today, what does the average person who comes into Marriage Resource look like? What kind of people?
Well, it's changed.
Yeah.
It obviously has, since 2005,
yeah.
We're getting more and more calls from people who are looking for help for their relationship, but they have a spouse who does not want that. And because of that, we've started to offer 2 new programs this year. We have a program for men called Just One, and it's for a man who says, I know I did some things wrong in the past, but I really would like to restore my relationship with my wife. Or sometimes they are looking to get married and they want to understand how they can reunite with the person that they're considering marrying. So we started that program this year, and we are partnering with FCF's church to offer a program called Disheartened, which is for women mm-hmm. who call us up and are looking to really restore their relationship, but their husband does not want to be involved in that.
Wow.
So that's a new service we're offering this year. So more and more calls are from people who are recognizing they've made some mistakes in relationships, and we all do.
I was going to say, haven't we all?
Yeah, exactly. There is no such thing as a perfect relationship.
Yes.
And we've worked with them to help them to see that there are skills that can be learned and things that they can do, like showing appreciation and encouragement to your spouse. Right. So often there's a saying, withdrawals from the love bank. Mm-hmm. If you have more withdrawals from the love bank than you have deposits, often your relationship is in trouble.
That makes
so
sense.
So we try to teach people, how can you make deposits into the love bank so that you can keep from when a withdrawal has to happen, that you don't end up with a deficit.
That these are valuable skills that we all need to learn.
And they're not taught.
Yeah.
You know, we always say parenting and marriage are the most important relationships we'll have in our life, but no one teaches us how to do that. So we're more and more we're trying to offer our programs to high school students, too. Mm-hmm. Last year, we worked with 54 high school students at St. John's Catholic Prep, and these were juniors and seniors who were already dating and had already had some difficulties in the dating atmosphere. Hmm. And it's a very interesting, interactive kind of a class that allows them to see that in the future, they can have a relationship that can be lasting. And many of them are children of divorce. So they don't see marriage as a viable option.
Of course.
We're trying to encourage that and show them that it can work.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, when we come back, we're going to take a short break now. When we come back, I want to talk about the structure of the organizations and how it's supported and why and the collaborations that go on in the community within the big network of organizations like yours. So you're listening to Eye on Our Community. We're here in the studio with Chris Buehr from the Marriage Resource Center of Frederick County and with Linda King from CareNet Pregnancy Center. We'll be right back after this break.
Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends.
Summer is here, and that means hot weather. And if you want to look and feel your best, go see Gary the Barber today. Guys, a summer haircut from Gary the Barber will make you look and feel cool. Whether working or playing in the hot sun, Gary the Barber will make summertime a breeze. Pool parties, barbecues, patio and deck parties. Look your best and enjoy summer fun. Match that summer tan with a new look. Gary the Barber, conveniently located at 101 Tippin Drive in Thurmond, by appointment or walk-in. Let your busy schedule determine the time. Everyone in Thurmont knows Gary the Barber. For an experienced professional haircut, stop by today or call him at 301-305-7895. That's 301-305-7895, and with an appointment, you won't have to wait. Gary the Barber, convenient, experienced, and economical.
Hello, my name is William Warren, owner of Emmanuel Technology Consulting. In this rapidly changing world of technology, the last thing you want to do is search for help for all the technology in your life from several different companies. Emmanuel Technology Consulting is experienced in multiple platforms, including smartphones, iPads, Android tablets, and gaming consoles, just to name a few. Data security is a huge issue these days, and you need to protect your data from malware, software corruption, or hardware failure. Emmanuel Technology Consulting is not just about prevention or about proactive intervention when it comes to your important information. When you have a problem, you don't have to wait for a phone call back. We will respond quickly to you, and we are experts at remote diagnostics, so you will have a quick solution. That's Emmanuel Technology Consulting. Call us today at 301-524-5271 or check us out online at etc-md.com. Emmanuel Technology Consulting, helping you design your digital life.
All right, welcome back to Eye on Our Community. We're here in the studio with Chris Buehr from the Marriage Resource Center and Linda King from the CareNet Pregnancy Center. Linda, you told us a lot. Your organization's been around a long time. How did it stay in existence for so long? What are the ways that it's supported organizationally and structurally? How do you keep the doors open?
Well, we have a board of directors, and then we have six staff members here that are currently employed here. And we are supported by businesses, churches, and individuals. We have three major fundraisers, our Celebration of Life Banquet, our Walk for Life in the fall, and then Baby Bottle Campaign, which lots of churches and MOPS groups and small groups will take baby bottles and fill them. And it's amazing how much money you can raise by just putting your spare change into these bottles. And so we don't take any government funding. We do take, we do apply for grants, and occasionally we'll get grants for specific needs. But primarily, we are supported by those three huge pieces of our community, our churches, our businesses, and our individuals.
Yeah, that's interesting because most people don't recognize or realize that the government really was not involved in these kinds of family and decisions until only recently, say like within the past 30 or 40 years, that this was always primarily the role of the church and the faith community to take care of issues like marriage and like pregnancy and family and all of these things. And so, and as that family unit has sort of broken down over these past 30 or 40 years, these areas have been more and more relegated to government control, and that has created, I think it's further caused the family to disintegrate. Mm-hmm. So, Chris, how about the Marriage Resource Center of Frederick County? How are they financially, emotionally, and spiritually supported?
Very similar to CareNet. We rely on the contributions of individuals, and a lot of those individuals are people who have been helped by our ministry. They give back readily. We have one significant donor who was a couple who came through our mentoring classes and were able to restore their relationship. We have churches. Our churches in the Frederick community support us. And we have corporations and businesses that believe in what we do and also support us. We also have been blessed over the last 2 years to get grants from the Osherman Foundation, from the Delaplane Foundation, from Community Foundation, and we got one just this last year that funded our women, our family stepping up to the play program, and that was given through the Women's Giving Circle. So we've been able to garner some grants that support us and allow us to extend our services to the most needy and vulnerable.
And all those organizations you just mentioned are non-governmental.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. They're private foundations, yes. And, you know, I came from an organization in Pittsburgh, PA, that had $1 million federal grant to offer relationship education, and that program is no longer in existence. They lost that funding, and when that funding dried up. So I think sustainability requires you to get your funding from a variety of sources and to not become dependent on any one, because that will always dry up on you, and especially if it's a government grant. So we don't even try to approach the government about our services anymore.
And it's a biblical model, too. I mean, as people of faith, that's the way it was intended to be set.
Yes, exactly.
Tell us a little bit about your faith, Chris.
I am a strong evangelical Christian, attending Damascus Road Community Church. Grew up as a Catholic and decided when I met a Presbyterian husband to look at other avenues for my faith. But we belong to a non-denominational church and believe that we, all people and all faiths, deserve the respect and appreciation and love that can be given through organizations like ours.
Well, you couldn't have picked a better church. I love Richard Fredericks and all the people over there. I've known them for many, many years.
Yeah. And my husband was executive director there till 10 days ago.
Oh,
so, yes, he retired. But we believe in it, and we're very, very blessed to be part of it.
And when did you first come to Christ?
I came to Christ when I was in my 20s, and really, as I say, I grew up as a Catholic, but never professed my faith, but by my association with my husband and others have come to that decision.
Fabulous. Linda, how about you? Tell us a little bit about your faith journey.
Well, I am also evangelical Christian. I attend Liberty Fellowship, which is out in Liberty Town. It's a small church, and the pastor is my husband, Ken King. And so I have been in the church basically my whole life, grew up in the church. But I think my defining, really surrendering of my life to the Lord was right around the time I was pregnant with my son in the 80s, early 80s, and realized that it needed to be a very personal relationship and not just a social get together or, you know, the routine of doing church. And so once I surrendered and God just met me at my point of need, that's really when he started planting in my heart to be involved in an organization that is caring and will love people where they are, mm-hmm. just like what Jesus did. He loved them where they were. He met their needs. He told them truth, and he gave them encouragement. And that's really what we do here at CareNet. And so I'm thankful that he has called me here.
So then really, Chris and Linda, your service in these two organizations is an outgrowth of your faith and your desire to pay it forward.
Yes.
Absolutely. That, I think, is really the culmination of blessing. You receive blessing from the Lord, but you can't just sit there and stay in that blessing. You have to give it to someone else. It's the completion mm-hmm. of it. And that's mm-hmm. where the fulfillment of your faith happens, is being able to offer hope to people. You mm-hmm. know, I remember telling a girl early on in my time here, I just felt impressed that I needed to tell her that she was valuable. And she looked at me and she said, "I wish that were true." And that really broke my heart, because mm-hmm. no one in her life had told her that she was valuable. And I said, "No, the Creator says you are valuable, and mm-hmm. you are." And so you can't put a price on that. That is just such a beautiful mm-hmm. thing to see someone's eyes mm-hmm. waken with the mm-hmm. news and with the concept that they're loved by mm-hmm. an almighty God. So it mm-hmm. is definitely a thankful service that I give to the Lord being mm-hmm. here.
And I think, Mike, it's important for people to realize, though we are Christians,
yes.
our services are available to anyone and everyone.
Yeah, that's a great point.
We don't want to exclude people. Mm-hmm. And many times in working with folks, we have an opportunity to share our faith. That's not our primary purpose. We are a parachurch ministry. We don't want to replace the church.
Mm.
We will refer people to a church body if they need one. We have that access. We will refer them to other services as needed. Our primary purpose is to promote our missions. But in the context of that, we often have people say, "Well, what makes you believe what you believe?"
Mm-hmm.
And that's an opportunity for us to share our faith and to answer questions and doubts that people have.
That makes perfect sense. I thank you for sharing that, because mm-hmm. that does put it in perspective for me personally. Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to take another break now. And when we come back, we want to talk a little bit about this this collaboration between your two organizations that's coming up, and how important it will be. So we'll be right back. You're listening to Eye on Our Community, and we're going to take a short commercial break. We'll be right back.
You can give your children houses, and you can give them lands, and the riches of your effort.
Med One Pharmacy is the largest locally owned and operated pharmacy in Frederick County. Med One Pharmacy has 6 locations in Boonesboro, Brunswick, Emmitsburg, Middletown, Thurmont, and Woodbine to provide you with convenience, experience, service, tradition, and value. From prescriptions to home care products, over-the-counter medications, and more, Med One Pharmacy accepts most insurance plans. Their courteous, professional staff is there to make sure that you feel like a friend and not just another face in the sea of big chain store pharmacies. Med One Pharmacy. Check out their website at medonepharmacy.com. That's medonepharmacy.com on Facebook, or for more information, call them at the location nearest you. Med One Pharmacy lives and works in your neighborhood and is committed to helping make your community a better place. Med One Pharmacy. Stop by today.
It's the first Thursday of the month at Gettysburg Auto Auction, and that means we will have a huge inventory of Absolute and Inov vehicles for sale. If you're in the market to buy a vehicle, you definitely don't want to miss this sale. Gettysburg Auto Auction still has the lowest fees of any auction and the highest customer satisfaction record possible. Couple those with our exclusive Bid Drive Buy program, where you get to drive your car before you buy it, and Leftover Fridays, where you can drive any vehicle and buy it on the spot. Gettysburg Auto Auction is a totally unique auto auction. Gettysburg Auto Auction is located at the Steinware exit on Route 15, just north of the Maryland line. For a sampling of inventory and policy guidelines, go to GettyAuto.com. Gettysburg Auto Auction, the little auction looking for additional truck and work vans for this Thursday night.
The knowledge of the Lord. Pass him on to your children.
All right, hey, welcome back. You're listening to Eye on Our Community, and we're talking with Chris Buehr here at the Marriage Resource Center and Linda King from CareNet Pregnancy Center. Chris, how does your organization keep the doors open? What is the primary vehicle for fundraising for your organization?
We, like Linda's organization, we have two major events a year, which are big fundraisers for us. In fact, we're very excited this year. We're bringing in Dave Reaver, who is a disabled veteran, blown up by a grenade in Vietnam, and has been, for the years since then, been speaking about how his faith and his wife helped him survive.
Wow.
And come. So it's going to, we're calling it Faithfulness in the Midst of Tragedy, and that's in November of this year.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we also have a bowl-a-thon each year.
Oh,
and, yes.
Fun. What,
yeah.
A terrace?
Yes, at Terrace Lanes. We had that in June. Okay. And we next year are planning to offer something called the Great Relationship Rates, which is going to be an obstacle course for couples to do together and to talk about, and in each obstacle that they overcome, how this relates to their married life. Or we're offering it to pre-married couples too, and that will be at Frederick Indoor Sports Arena. So we're very excited about that. We haven't set a date yet. We're working on
the details. What a wonderful analog.
Yeah. we think it's going to be a great event, a great addition to us.
Yeah.
So we rely on those fundraising events for a portion of our income, but it is really the individual donors, the people who believe in our ministry and who support us and contribute to us, that are the heartbeat of our organization. Churches, certainly. We would love to have all the churches in Frederick County giving to our cause. We don't at the present time, but we're, this past year, as part of our strategic plan, we are working on establishing continual contact with all the churches in Frederick community to let them know what we're doing, how we can serve them, and how they can support us.
I like how you said all the churches.
Yeah. Oh, that is our hope. As always, we would like all the churches to be involved.
Amen, sister.
Mm-hmm.
Linda,
it.
Tell us, administratively, what are some of the biggest challenges for CareNet to keep the doors open?
Well, getting our name out there in the public, our vision is to be the preferred place for women and men facing a pregnancy decision. Unfortunately, we don't have the budget to be able to plaster our name around like we would like to. But that is one of our biggest challenges, is to get our name out there, whether it's in the schools, the colleges. We are trying to do Google AdWords, which can be quite an expensive advertising campaign, but everyone is on their smartphone or their tablet, their iPad, Googling. And so we're trying to get that information out. We are limited by the amount of money we can put towards that. But in our short time, we've already seen women who have found us with those Google AdWords, whether it's for our ultrasound or our STI testing. And so getting our name out, that's one of our obstacles, is getting us out there so people know who we are, where we are, and what we offer.
So for you, it's marketing, really. And I would imagine same thing for you, Chris.
Exactly,
I mean,
yes.
They can't use you if they don't know you're there, right?
No, and we just in the last 2 years have really enhanced our social media presence mm-hmm. because we're finding more and more, especially as we attract younger people
right.
To know of us and to use our services, that we have to be very social media savvy. It's a learning curve for all of us to be able to do that and do it well.
Well, that whole entire marketing philosophy has changed radically over the last decade.
Exactly.
For everyone, for radio, for businesses, for organizations like yours. Mm-hmm. So, okay, let's talk about the collaboration between your two organizations. A little background. I know that I have worked with both your organizations in the past, in the Convoy of Hope when we first started this. I don't know, probably want to say 10 years ago, we did Convoy of Hope
mm-hmm.
for the first
yes.
time. In Frederick, where we literally brought tens of thousands of people in, and we had a collaboration of many, many different organizations mm-hmm. all across the board, everything from services to medical to mm-hmm. women's care to health care to dental and groceries and all of that in one big place at the Frederick Fairgrounds. And we did it successfully for many years, and you were both a part of that, right?
Yeah, oh, yes. A wonderful event and really reached a lot of people and let me build awareness of what we do.
Yeah, and it worked. I mean, I remember when I was on the board at the Frederick Rescue Mission, one of the things that I said, I remember thinking, you know, wouldn't it be wonderful if we had a summit every year where we could all get together and share ideas and goals and objectives and you know, challenges and all the thing. And that sort of is what Convoy of Hope became. Then later it was called Planting Hope when it
yes.
broke from the national model. And out of that came this Frederick 48, is that what it was called?
That was what it was called, yes.
Pastor John
mm-hmm.
came up with it. So Frederick 48 was, for 48 hours, people would pick an organization of their choice that they could donate to, or mm-hmm. several of them?
Yes. And the intention was to build awareness of the nonprofit community and the great work that's being done by all the organizations in Frederick.
Mm-hmm.
And that was such a wonderful thing that happened, because so often we all have our own campaigns, we all have our
yes.
own missions that we're doing, but we need to be inclusive of each other, because no one ministry, no one nonprofit can support or do all the work that is needed in our community. And it was a wonderful endeavor that Pastor John started and did successfully, and then evolved into the Unity Campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And the Unity Campaign is now being run this year by the United Way.
Now, how did that take place? When did it change from Frederick 48 to Unity?
It changed from Frederick 48 to Unity, I think, Linda, in 2000?
I believe it was 2014.
Okay.
It became the Unity Campaign. I know Pastor John, his time was very valuable, and so he stepped down and gave leadership to Joe Gatewood. And then that's when it became the Unity Campaign, which actually, with the Frederick News Post, they had, I forget, Seasons of Hope, I think, was their fundraiser. And so they combined that fundraiser with the Unity Campaign, went from, I believe it was maybe just 4 nonprofits with the Frederick News Post, to over 20 nonprofits that the Unity Campaign were supporting.
Mm-hmm. And that was under the auspices of the Community Foundation until this year, when United Way took over
right.
the administration of the event.
So it went from being kind of a local church mm-hmm. fundraising effort for organizations by some of the churches in the area, because mm-hmm. I remember covering it for the radio station mm-hmm. when Pastor John first started it. Then it became sort of a little bit larger Unity Campaign, mm-hmm. but under the auspices of the Community Foundation, which is very connected to the community of need.
Yes.
And now, when did United Way kick in? Was that this year?
this year is the first year that it has come under United Way, which seemed like a very good partnership because obviously they are in the business of running campaigns and doing fundraising and have a lot of expertise in that area. So it seemed like a good fit for it to be taken over by then. And there were 29 organizations that applied to be part of it this year. And only our organization and CareNet Pregnancy Center were the two that were denied our, the application.
Out of 29?
Out of 29.
27 were accepted and two were denied.
Exactly.
And it was your two organizations.
That's a, and hence the collaboration that we now have. Linda and I have worked and partnered together in the past in various things. And when I found out that CareNet was the other organization, we immediately were in contact and started talking about how can we use this to enhance our awareness and to let people know what we do rather than see it as, oh, well.
You wanted to make lemonade.
Exactly. That's right. And hold our heads up high in doing it.
Now, tell me something. When does the Unity campaign begin? Or has it already?
Well, it kicked off in June with an event at Frederick Key Stadium.
Okay.
They had their kickoff event. They their actual dates of giving, I think it's September 10th through the 24th of the days that they have designated for the Unity campaign.
But, Linda, you had been a part of this for the past several years in CareNet, right?
Yes, we were with Frederick 48 for 2 years and the Unity campaign for 3 years. So for the past 5 years, we have been included and have enjoyed being included in the campaign.
So when were you notified that you weren't going to be included this year?
We did our application, which was the same application process that we've been doing for the last 5 years. And I received the email, I believe in May, that said that unfortunately that CareNet Pregnancy Center Frederick was not approved by the United Way's Board of Directors to participate in the campaign this year.
And Chris, how about you? Did you receive a similar letter?
Yes, we received we received several emails from the United Way asking for more information about the services we provide, and the One of the emails we received said that the only program they felt that was appropriate for the Unity campaign was our Family Stepping Up to the Plate program, which is the program that we are offering to vulnerable women and their children primarily. And they said if we could use the funding just for that, then we probably could get in. But we said we would attempt to do that, but we already have enough funding for that program.
You had a grant, you told us.
Exactly. And this is not a grant. I think the thing to recognize about the Unity campaign is that it's not a grant that can use restricted funds. We are raising our own money. Last year, there was a 10% match on what we raised. We raised $28,000. And there was a 10% match from the what was raised by the Unity campaign. So the money is coming from our donors and who are giving for our causes. And that is a concern we had, is how can we be restricted in how we use the money?
Right, right. Now, I'm still a little confused about who made the decision to bring this Unity campaign under the direction of the United Way. How was that decision made? Do you know? Do you have any idea? Or am I asking the wrong people?
What I do know, Michael, is that I think Joe Gatewood, who was running it via the Community Foundation, really was looking at getting out of that role a little bit because he has his own business and he's a very giving but very busy man. And so he was looking, and I think conversations began as to where would be the best fit for this to be run by an organization rather than Joe Gatewood providing most of the leadership for it.
Okay. Because, I mean, you don't need to comment on this, but I will just put it out there, is that the United Way had a lot of controversy and a lot of challenges over the past couple of years in this community. So I was just curious, thinking about, you know, some of the controversy that swirled around United Way here in Frederick County, and and how that decision was made. But anyway, I digress. And I'm looking right now at their website and looking at some of the nonprofit partners. And, you know, I'm a bit puzzled by this. I'm looking at American Red Cross. Why would American Red Cross need Unity Campaign to raise funds? I mean, this is a huge multi. Mm-hmm. And again, talk about controversy. American Red Cross is under a lot of, shall we say, they're under a microscope right now because of the amount of funds that actually make it to the street and the amount of money that the executives that work for American Red Cross make. And it's, you know, I know they do great things, and I know they do great things at a local level, but they don't need fundraising in a small scale level like this Unity campaign.
Well, my opinion on that is that part of why any organization would be part of this is not just monetary; it is awareness. To be perceived as part of the nonprofit community. That's what excited us the most when we were able to be a part
Great
of
point.
It.
Good point.
And, you know, I have said that often to the folks at United Way. My biggest disappointment is I'm not going to have the opportunity to be a part of it. Last year we had several trainings. We had opportunities to be together, to network with other organizations.
A lot of cross-pollinization.
Exactly. Yeah. And we do not want to be perceived as the only nonprofit that should be supported in town because there's wonderful causes.
Right.
And that probably, for me, is the biggest disappointment, that we're not getting that opportunity to be part of that fabric of the nonprofit community of Frederick. Mm-hmm.
Have you been approached by any of the media about this?
We've had a press release from Frederick News Post. They were looking for something from us early on, soon after this broke, Frederick News Post. And we told them we wanted to make sure that we understood what we were doing and how we were doing it before we responded. Okay. And we're as we speak, we're working on other media coverage.
Right.
As much as we can get, we will take.
Okay.
And we will do it by promoting our campaign.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, we're going to take our last break here. When we come back, I want to tell everyone about Frederick Strong and what it is and how they can help and be a part of this. Because obviously, this is really about the people that you serve and not any of the politics of fundraising in Frederick County. So, thank you for being with us. We'll be right back after this commercial break.
On a tour of one night stands, my suitcase and guitar in hand, and every stop is neatly planned for a poet and a one-man band.
Are you ready to look and feel better? Sport and Health is here to help. We make getting fit fun and easy. Do you love group fitness classes? There are hundreds of energizing classes you'll enjoy, from Zumba, Bang, Body Pump, cycling, and more. Are you a weekend warrior? Train like the pros with our explosive performance athletic training program. We'll help you improve your skills in any sport.
Need some way to entertain the kids? Try our kids club programs or bring them in for a swim in the pool. Best of all, every new member gets a free Smart Start personal training session to help you get started. Check out our two convenient locations in Frederick. Go to sportandhealth.com and get your free trial membership. That's sportandhealth.com.
I'm sitting in the railway station, got a ticket for my destination.
All right, welcome back to Eye on Our Community. We're here wrapping up this wonderful segment as we talk with CareNet Pregnancy Center, Linda King, and the Marriage Resource Center of Frederick County, and Chris Buer. And so, Frederick Strong, caring for families and marriages. So that's your new fundraising effort that's about to begin. Tell us a little bit about it, Chris. Give us the background.
Well, after the decision was made that we were not in the Unity campaign, Linda and I got together and talked and decided that it was time that we collaborate. We've never collaborated in any fundraising,
right.
But that it was a time when a unique opportunity was being presented to us to collaborate, and our missions go hand in hand.
Mm. They certainly do, yes.
Yeah, we support.
There is a synergy there.
Yes, we support healthy relationships, we support families, individuals, couples, and that goes hand in hand with the wonderful work the CareNet Pregnancy Center is doing. Mm-hmm. We just finished in November of last year, we did a Family Stepping Up Play program with seven of the clients of CareNet Pregnancy Center.
So yeah. That's great.
We've shared some fundraising booths together, so we just feel that our ministries complement each other, and a campaign by this, promoting healthy families, healthy marriages, is what we could do well together, and we put our heads together with our board chairs and had a couple of conference calls and included Joe Gatewood,
mm-hmm.
John Schweitzer, Arnold Farlow with Frederick Rescue Mission was
yes.
one of those,
because yes.
he has reached out to us and supported us, and have come to the decision that we want to have a 3-day campaign, 72 hours, and give people an opportunity to give directly to our services.
Okay.
And that's where we are. But no. Linda, I don't know what you...
Now, Linda, let me ask you a question. Is the money that's being donated, is that shared equally, or can people designate like they did with Unity?
No, actually, the money that is given will be shared equally between the two organizations. We felt like that was the best way to go forward with this, and we're excited. We have enjoyed the Unity campaign in Frederick 48 here, and for many of the reasons Chris said, is getting to know the other nonprofits, getting to know the faces of these nonprofits, and knowing that we can refer our clients for things that we are not able to meet their needs, but other organizations can. So we are very excited about the Frederick Strong. We believe that this is a great opportunity for our churches, for businesses, for organizations to get behind these two vital organizations offering vital services and support us. And we are excited to see what's going to happen.
And when does that begin?
It is September 6th, 7th, and 8th, 72 hours. We have a website, frederickstrong.org, which you can donate right there at that website. It gives you some information. It's linked to both of our websites. And so we're going to be taking the next month, well, I guess a little less than a month now, to be marketing this, to be getting the news out there, and it'll go live September 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Okay.
And similar like to the Unity campaign, we are looking for corporate sponsors.
Ah, yes. Okay.
Yes, and that's why we are waiting till September to begin. We're using this time to approach those people and those organizations that we know that truly support us and ask them to give some matching gifts so that for each dollar that's given, there will be an additional 50% return on that dollar.
Well, I can't speak for our board of directors, but I'm pretty sure they're going to want to be a part of this and give too. So absolutely, and we'll do some promotionals for you as well on the radio to let people know, because we recognize how important and how valuable what both of you do for the community, and really this impacts us at a very fundamental, basic level. All of our families have experienced challenges in both of the arenas that you work with, and so it's important. And now, from strictly a functional standpoint, say I go into your website and I look at some of the things. How can I make a donation to the website? Is it credit card? Can I write you a check? Should I bring you? How does it work?
We are still working out the logistics of that.
Okay.
Via donate button.
Okay.
We want people to have the ability to send in checks too. So we're adding our addresses. The checks can be sent to either of us. All the money is going to be funneled into a pool of money that we will have. But any way they can get that money to us, if they would call me up or call Linda up and say, I want to contribute $100, would you come pick it up right now?
Mm-hmm.
I think either of us would be in our car.
Get in your car. Right.
And there. So we will take contributions in whatever way suits our audience. Mm-hmm. But there is obviously the ability to give online. Mm-hmm. And most people do that in this day and age. So we're seeing a lot of our gifts being funneled directly into our pool.
So now, Linda, I'm going to direct a tough question to you. Okay. Linda, what is your financial oversight for all of this? How can people be assured that when they're donating this money, it makes it down to the street level?
Sure. Well, we have Pastor Phil, who is going to be, organizing, overseeing the income coming in. And then when it's given to us, all of our services are free. And so we would be glad to let people know how we are spending that money. That it all goes to all of our services, which is the key here, and why this is so important. So the money will be used to pay our mortgage, to keep the electricity on, to pay the salaries of people that need to be here to serve our clients, to operate the ultrasound machine, to do the STI testing, to earn the Earn While You Learn program, for curriculum for that, for diapers that we have on our shelves, for clothing. So it's definitely brought in and used immediately to help the clients that come through our doors.
But is there any level of oversight on all of this outside of both of your organizations that looks at the financial side of this? And
no, we have not established any oversight other than our own board of directors, who will be overseeing this. So they have been in on all of our conference calls. We're having one today at 3:30. As we work through this, we are including our leadership in this so that they can hold us accountable. We are accountable to them. But we feel that that's sufficient because both of our organizations have integrity, mm-hmm. and there's never been questions from any of our donors of how we're using their funding. Like Linda, we have to use some of it for administrative purposes. We get funding all the time from that is restricted, mm-hmm. and we can only use for specific things, and we definitely do that, and we show that that's through accountability and report writing that we have to do.
That's true.
This one we see it would be both beneficial to both organizations if we are allowed to use that for what makes our organization achieve its mission and promote and healthy and godly marriages and families. That's what we're looking at.
Absolutely. Well, I said it was a tough question because I mean, a lot of the things that I'm personally taking exception with as I look at this is the accountability of who gets to be a part of Unity and for what reasons. And I think I'll leave those conclusions up to our listeners. And also, how much of that money actually makes it to out to the level of service. And we know that large organizations like United Way and American Cross and Red Cross and Goodwill, for example, have all been under the microscope for those issues, mm-hmm. those particular issues. So, all right. Well, once again, give us the information about how people can find out more about both of your services. Find out about your particular service, your website, and your information, and you as well, Linda, and Frederick Strong again.
To find out information about Marriage Resource Center, our website is www.marriagefrederick.org. We have all of our services listed there, and how we use our funding is given there, so people can find out more about us through that vehicle. And if they want to find out more about the Frederick Strong campaign, that what website will be up and running in the very near future. In fact, that's part of our meeting today. www.frederickstrong.org is that website that they can look at. Or they can directly contact me. I have no problem with anyone giving me a call to talk to me personally, to share their concerns or share their questions. And I am available at any time for that.
So anyone looking for CareNet Frederick, our website address is carenetfrederick.org. They can call the center 301-662-5300. We have a Facebook page, CareNet Frederick. And we're located at 707 North Market Street, and we would love to have anyone come by, and we'll give a tour. But that's how you can reach us personally, but we really want you to be encouraged to reach us through frederickstrong.org. Thanks.
Well, thank you, ladies, and I want to encourage our listeners that I want you to spend a little time on your knees and prayerfully ask if you feel that you should be a part of this and the Lord is leading you to make these donations. Go to frederickstrong.org and take a look at it and help these wonderful, valuable organizations with the amazing work that they do. Thank you, ladies, so much for being here on Eye on Our Community Day.
Thank you.
Once again, it's summertime.
Here we go again.
Welcome to Fun in the Sun.
Do you find this type of fun relaxing?
Oh, yeah.
AM 1450, The Source.